This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hampshire at Rogers Campground for Forkfest. So, Nobody Tells the Truth will return tonight after 10 p.m. Eastern Time on our video streaming services, dlive.lrn.fm and twitch.lrn.fm. So mark your calendar for that later tonight. Starting out with yet another disturbing, and I guess we shouldn't be surprised, kind of story. This one coming out of San Antonio, Texas, where they're saying the Texas Division of Emergency Management is now advising residents to consider wearing a mask at all times, even inside your own home.
Well, you never know. It's quite possible you could get the Rona from yourself in the shower.
I had to say, the first thing I thought to do when I saw a title is grab my mask and throw it on. You know, I was sitting on my computer and I'm like, oh my God, I might pass it on to myself.
What, you already saw this story?
I saw the headline, and I thought I might be a danger to myself.
Well, now you are one of the three studio hosts here tonight who actually has worn a mask.
Oh, yeah. I wear a mask all the time, actually.
Not all the time?
Not all the time, but...
Because I haven't seen you with it very often
these days. So all the time, I mean, I'm frequently wearing it.
Okay.
But I'm not wearing it all the time,
When is it when you are commonly seen wearing it? Is it when you go to stores?
Yeah, usually when I go out. Anytime I go out and I'm not either eating or, you know, doing a show or something of that nature. Mm-hmm. Where
do you wear it in the car?
Not to protect myself or anybody else, because that just doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't seem to make sense. No.
But I will put it on before I go out, so I will frequently be driving with my mask on.
Well, Chief Nim Kidd is this person's name. He says, you're not going far enough, Chris. He said the community has paid attention and done well outside of their homes, but it's not enough. He said, quote, we still need people to wear the mask out in public. We still need people to keep social distance and isolation. Ryan, the one thing I want to try to get across today is we need to do that when we're in our homes also. As you know, I'm a lifelong San Antonian, grew up there, worked there for many years, and I know how many multi-generational families that we have. While we believe the community is doing a great job of following the rules when they're outside the home, we really need to be thinking about doing the same thing when we're inside the home, he said. Kidd said the state is seeing an influx of cases throughout recently, and it should serve as a reminder that no one is immune from the disease. He said further, quote, the fact that we need to get across is, in order to protect ourselves, we need to protect our families and our loved ones. We really need to think about the care that we're providing inside the home right now to make sure we're not spreading this inside the home, then making it come outside the home.
Wow.
Okay, so, I mean, the whole reason to wear a mask is to reduce, the spread, but it doesn't mean you have to eliminate it entirely. That really, it should be to basically get the R-naught down below one. So, I mean, I don't know where it's at now, but certainly.
I don't either, and honestly, I don't care, because I'm not concerned with the spread of COVID-19. It doesn't seem to be particularly deadly to me. I don't see people dying in my life, left or right, anywhere, as a matter of fact, for that matter. I think it's way blown out of proportion, and this is just the cherry on the S cake here that the government has been cramming down people's throats. Now, they're saying you should be wearing masks inside your home, so Make sure you keep the mask right at hand next to your shower, so when you step out, I mean, unless they're going to say you should wear it in the shower.
Wait a minute. That's not wearing it all the time, though. You should be wearing it in the shower. You need to get one of these waterproof masks. I don't even know where you get one.
And I guess, you know, you really ought to be, I mean, if you want to be the ultimate incautious, you shouldn't be sleeping with anybody anymore.
Oh, definitely
not. We need to make sure we separate all couples. Chris, you're going to need to separate from your partner. You're going to have to go into different rooms. If you've got a wife or a husband, I'm sorry, just you need to go ahead and get them out of your room, and because you don't want to be, you don't want to be in a bed with somebody even if they've got a mask on. I mean, that's risky.
Oh, absolutely.
There's risk involved. I mean, isn't it scary out there? Although kids shied away from saying residents must wear masks in their home, he said it needs to be heavily considered. In the interview, he cited how some people may be going out for holidays or parties, but not considering what they may be bringing into their homes.
So this is kind of interesting because I'm going to be going away next week.
Where are you going?
And visiting somebody who is very serious immune disorder, could die regardless of whether or not, mm-hmm. The whole COVID-19 thing happened. And honestly, I'm basically going to be keeping my distance for about a week, and then we're going down. But
you're
going
to keep your distance
from other people, just, to reduce the risk of getting infected.
Gotcha.
But usually the symptoms will show up within 5 or 6 days. Mm-hmm. So, it's not eliminating the risk. Potentially we could end up killing somebody, but the risk is drastically lower if you give it a week and you haven't come down sick or with symptoms. So.
Kid asked, have you done the things to protect yourself and your family when you're at home and when you have extended family coming to stay with you? Are you doing everything you can to protect them and yourself from this virus? He asked. You can, for whatever reason you want to, they've got a full interview with this jackball control freak who is actually telling people that they should wear a mask when inside their homes. And this is in Texas, supposedly one of the, more freedom-friendly places in the United States.
There's extremes.
Well, nothing is, he's not talking about requiring it.
No.
So, there is no freedom position on any scientific issue, including your statistical chance of dying from the COVID. The thing that's important to freedom is that you're free to make your own choices, which means maybe underestimating the damage, the danger of COVID, or maybe overestimating the damage of COVID. So long as you make your own decisions and don't make decisions for other people, I don't have a problem with
that. Well, this guy may not be able to make that decision. He's just the head of the Texas Division of Emergency Management. I don't know if that person has the ability to make a diktat that everyone must wear masks in their homes.
How would they even enforce that?
I don't want to begin to find out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you see the TSA episode from South Park where TSA was the Toilet Safety Administration?
Oh, yeah, that was a funny episode. Yeah, that was hilarious.
Something like that is what I envisioned.
Yeah. Or maybe children snitching on their own parents.
I it's funny because they have the school shut down. Our kids aren't even going to school.
I think it depends on where you go. So I did see a headline that in New Hampshire, the Catholic private schools will be going back to school.
Okay.
This coming fall, and also colleges are expected to be going back with severe restrictions. For instance, you can't even hug anyone now on a college campus. No handshaking, no hugs are allowed in order to go back to school. And I don't know if we're going to be able to go to our breakfast anymore, because we used to, back when there was a school to go to, they have a nice little dining commons with a buffet, basically, and so you can go to we would go once a week to a breakfast buffet there, and they may be requiring masks in order to get in there. I don't know.
It seems like it would make more sense to be like, if you don't want to go, then, you can do online classes or whatever. But if you do want to go, let people go. I mean, you're going to reduce the number of people, in a close quarters anyway, which if your objective is to reduce the spread, that's going to, presumably have some sort of an effect. So,
I also heard that they're going to be getting rid of the breaks. So, normally you get, a break for Thanksgiving and a break for, whatever other holidays are in the fall semester. Well, they're apparently just going to be just shoving all the semester days into one block, and then they'll be actually leaving school for that semester. I think it was around Thanksgiving. So they took out all the breaks between the different parts of the semester, and they're just going to do it all contiguous.
Hmm.
So the idea is the students won't have any reason to go home and then pick up COVID from when they go home and then come back to the school. So
interesting.
That is my understanding. 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to comment on masks in the home, that's where they're going next with this. 855-450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. BTC miners give off a signal of intending to sell. Does this mean a bear cycle? New Zealand police seize $91 million from a Russian exchange operator. Anti-crypto SEC head stepping down, making Bitcoin ETFs more likely. And you can make money by referring people to exchange.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com. You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Chris, you're going to be telling us about this new Earn It Act and what this has to do. I'm not sure what the title of it stands for. I'm sure we'll find that out coming up here shortly. But it has to do with these online websites and liability for content and restrictions and... We'll get into that coming up here.
Yeah, it's a censorship type story.
Yeah, so we'll share that with you in tech news on the way here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, brought to you by Liberty Stickers. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them, so check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. It's Ian Nobody and Chris in the studio here tonight. We were starting out with just a quick ridiculous piece out of Texas, where the Texas Division of Emergency Management's boss man named Chief Nim Kidd, is saying that they're not going to mandate this, but that you really ought to put your masks on inside of your homes. And for people that, you know, are totally indoctrinated into this mask system, I bet a lot of them are going to take this seriously, because whatever it is the government says, they do. And so it's not a mandate, but there's all kinds of people wearing masks out there who have not been mandated to wear them. In New Hampshire, there is not a mandate to wear a mask, but yet when you're out and about, it is not uncommon to see people. Now, there's still plenty of people without them, but...
Now,
doesn't bother me. Nobody's mask has ever harmed me.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but there is a mandate when you go into different sorts of places, correct?
Not here. Not in New Hampshire.
A business may make a mask mandatory, although that's somewhat illegal because... not in New Hampshire. There is never a legal requirement to people wear masks.
Massachusetts, there
in
is.
New Hampshire.
No. Not on the people, but on the business. I thought
in Massachusetts, there's a mandate that you must wear masks inside of businesses or in any public place where you can't socially distance, supposedly, as I understand what's going on down there. There are some other states. I believe New Jersey did just pass a restriction that mandates that businesses be the enforcers on this.
Okay.
So, yes, there are some states, from what I understand, they're doing a total crackdown on this.
Most of the businesses that I don't say most of them, but a lot of businesses that I'm seeing have something about, like, if you go to get a haircut, you know, they ask that you put a mask on. They're requiring it in some fashion.
There are some businesses
that are requiring voluntary on the business's part, but I was under the impression that even in New Hampshire that they were implying in some fashion.
I think that you're right when it comes to the barbershops and the haircutter salons, that there may be a so-called governor's order that does... I mean, again, does it require it? Of course, they're going to say it's required, but is it actually required? Would require a court case to determine. I would argue that no, a governor's order is not a law, so therefore it's not required. But they certainly act like it's required, and they've been threatening businesses over, you know, whatever levels of noncompliance. So I think most of these haircutting places are doing what they're told to do, in the same way that people are being told they should wear masks in homes in Texas. So some people are going to do that, and I just think it's sad. And nobody, look, I agree with you that the individual, I don't care if somebody's wearing a mask individually, especially if you are actually, you know, vulnerable, or if you are sick and you want to prevent people from catching the illness and you don't want to stay home, then you know, wearing a mask seems like a fine idea. But in the aggregate, I think it's a bad thing, because in the same way that I think people taking a plea deal is a bad thing in the aggregate but not a bad thing for the individual. Like, in a lot of cases, taking a plea deal in court is going to reduce potential damage that you face. It's going to end the suffering of having to go through the court system sooner rather than later. So I don't blame personally any one individual for taking a plea deal, even though I think that in the aggregate, if a bunch of people take plea deals, we all get screwed because it empowers the state to, you know, destroy more lives, and it just it doesn't do anything to push back against the tyranny. When it comes to masks, if a bunch of people are wearing masks, it encourages other people to wear masks because then they're just going along to get along. They want to look like the rest of society, so they go ahead and they mask up. And I think we lose our connection to humanity as a result of that. If I can't see somebody's face, if I can't see the expressions that they're making, I don't know if that person's smiling. I don't know if that person is angry. Just looking at their eyes, you may be able to tell in certain
cases. Hand gestures and things like that that I've noticed people using.
Hand gestures are certainly helpful. However, it's disconnecting. In the same way that when the police, I've been a critic of police, for instance, wearing all dark colored clothing and dark sunglasses because you can't make eye contact with them anymore. It's a level of a shield almost. That they're putting between them, or a barrier that they're putting between themselves and the rest of us, and it detracts from their connection to humanity, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably true. I mean, and I guess you could say the same thing about a burqa, but I wouldn't give somebody I don't complain about other people wearing a burqa.
I don't either.
I might not go out of my way to go hang out with a bunch of people I couldn't see.
Okay, I'll give you that. But you don't really see burqas very often. You don't even really see hijabs very often, at least around here. If it were 80-90% of people that were wearing burqas, I would be saying that something's wrong here, that this is not a good direction for society to go in.
I think I agree with you, but I also think it's also wrong to wear clothing. If I can't see other people's, you know, private areas.
So when are you going to lead the way on that?
I mean, yeah, it's a good question.
I mean if you really believe it's wrong, it's not cold now.
It's not.
If you really believe that it's wrong, then I would expect you to prove it. Now, you can't do it on the cameras here because that would violate the Twitch and DLive terms of service, but we're going to be down in Central Square tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
So, take it off, my man, and lead the way.
Unfortunately, I won't be going tonight, but I'm cutting this off as my last outing for
now, it would be funny if you showed up in the Central Square, which for listeners that don't know is right in the heart of downtown Keene, wearing nothing but a mask.
That would be so tempting.
And the problem is you probably would get picked up for whatever the lewd and lascivious or something. There's a certain charge, and I don't know what it would. I don't know what the exact charge is, but essentially it's the displaying of one's genitals in public is a crime in New Hampshire, from what I understand.
Yeah.
But interestingly, there's an argument that it wouldn't apply to women. Because their genitals are internal.
That is very interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's ever made that that argument anywhere. Most women don't want to strip down in public anyway.
There was the beach incident with the women. I'm trying to think what that.
Toplessness though. It wasn't full nude.
They did say something like women and men are the same, or I don't know. They said something that was absolutely absurd.
Who said that?
It was like the Supreme Court, I think it was, wasn't it?
No, I think the Supreme Court said they are not the same. Actually,
they're not the same.
Yeah, they had a ridiculous ruling.
It made no sense. They said the opposite of whatever it was. It's obvious.
Of sanity. Yeah. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump took part in a live stream briefing at U.S. Southern Command on Friday that highlighted a new counter-narcotics operation that has detained more than 1,000 drug traffickers and robbed the Venezuelan government of illicit profits. The president saying this is all helping to limit the number of overdose deaths in the United States.
Last year, 70,000 precious American lives were taken because of the poison the cartels bring into our country. Under my administration, drug overdose deaths fell for the first time in nearly 30 years.
Councilwoman Sylvia Garcia is demanding the Department of Defense order an independent investigation into the death of Fort Hood soldier Vanessa Guillen, the Texas Democrat meeting with the Army Secretary and other officials at the Pentagon on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Tropical Storm Faye is bringing heavy rainfall up the mid-Atlantic coast. Faye is currently 40 miles southeast of Cape May, New Jersey, and moving northward at 12 miles an hour with 60-mile-an-hour winds. Tropical storm warnings are in effect from Delaware to Rhode Island. There's an update on a potential name change for the Washington Redskins. And USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
It looks like there's a front runner on the new name for the NFL's Washington franchise. According to multiple reports, the Warriors' name has burst onto the scene as a potential candidate to replace the Redskins, which has been used since the 1930s. There are also reports that owner Daniel Snyder has been looking at that name for a number of months. Big-name retailers like Amazon, Walmart, Target, as well as Nike and Dick's Sporting Goods have removed all Redskins merchandise from their websites due to the current name.
According to ESPN, no matter what the name change is, they will stick to that burgundy and gold color scheme. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR. Or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You may dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. And you can also join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by AnyPay. If you are ready to start accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash Dash as well in your local business, you can easily do that by starting with the AnyPay Cash Register app. All you got to do is go and download it from the Apple or Google app stores and install it on whatever device you want, and then get it set up. And the setup is super fast. All you need to do is plug in your cryptocurrency wallet addresses into the back end, and then you're good to go. You're ready to start accepting cryptocurrency payments at your point of sale. It is so easy, and it's free to do as a business owner, so it's a no-brainer, unless you don't want to be on the cutting edge and you don't want your customers to think of you as, like, you know, hip or cool when it comes to payments. So check it out over at AnyPayInc.com, AnyPayInc.com, or just go to the Google or Apple App Store and look for AnyPay Cash Register. We were talking about public indecency,
yeah,
on the air, because we were also talking about it off the air here, and
we
and I did pull up the statute The section one is a person, it's in New Hampshire, RSA 645:1. A person is guilty of a misdemeanor if such person fornicates, so has sex, exposes his or her genitals, or performs any other act of gross lewdness under circumstances which he or she should know will likely cause affront or alarm. And what we were just discussing before we came back on the air is, you know, I'm not a legal expert or anything like that, so I don't know what the standard is as far as you've got three separate things here, right? Fornication.
A language problem as well as just a legal issue.
Yeah, it's confusing. So you've got these three things that are separated by commas.
Mm.
Fornication, exposure of genitals, or performing any other act of gross lewdness. And then there's the rest of it, which says, under circumstances which he or she should know will likely cause affront or alarm. So the question is, does that last part also apply to fornication and exposure of genitals? Does it mean that exposing your genitals under circumstances in which you know, you should know will cause affront or alarm is what's illegal? Or is it just plain old exposure of your genitals under any circumstances?
You know, it seems like this would be overly broad, too. Like just beyond, you know, I don't know. It's just like, it seems overly broad.
I mean, if you... I mean,
something you should know, what does that mean? I mean, you can interpret that in... I mean, what I think it should be is not the same thing as
what the judge will.
Right, what the judge is going to think it should be.
Say some girl has a crazy crush on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know that if you have sex with somebody else, it may cause her affront or alarm.
That's true.
Yeah.
But does that make it illegal?
It shouldn't.
I mean, that seems kind of absurd.
I mean, this is the whole point of having laws, is so that we all know what is, you know, written down, is so that we all can know what is or is not
allowed.
But
it doesn't help.
But it doesn't help if you put in something that then we all have a different opinion on.
And then the rest of the indecent exposure and lewdness statutes are about doing things in front of young people. And then Class A felony applies. So, yeah, basically it's just a misdemeanor charge if you reveal your genitals in a place, presumably, that would cause affront or alarm. And so if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We do not give legal advice. We are not attorneys. And the statutes here in New Hampshire are not necessarily what you will see in other parts of the United States. So keep that in mind as we continue here. We're going to get into some tech news. And you've got a story, Chris, about this thing called the Earn It Act.
Yeah.
Not sure what it is that I'm going to guess that stands for something. It's probably an acronym of some sort, because politicians just love to make acronyms out of their legislative titles. So
yeah.
Tell me about this
thing.
They
do.
What's going on?
So, yeah, this is, let's see. Where's
the story
from? Press release, free and open internet, and FP, it looks like.
FP,
Free Press, I think.
Okay.
So the title of the story is Senate Judiciary Committee Passes Controversial Earn It Act. So this is from July 2nd. So on Thursday, the Senate Judiciary Committee passed an amended Earn It Act, paving the way for floor debate in the full Senate.
And this is spelled Earn It, E-A-R-N-I-T.
Yeah, E-A-R-N-I-T.
Okay.
That's right. Though the bill has changed substantially since its early draft, Free Press Action, okay, so it was Free Press Action is the full title, I guess, of the where it's the source, continues to raise serious concerns about the legislation. The original bill would have charged a new congressionally appointed commission within the Department of Justice to develop best practices that websites, applications, broadband providers, and other online entities could follow to avoid liability for what the bill describes as online child sexual abuse material posted on their sites or sent over their services by third parties. You know, this sounds very...
Oh, see, they're just trying to protect the children, Chris.
They're trying to bring back, effectively, I'm trying to think, I forget what the name of the act is. There was
Communications Decency Act?
Yeah, it sounds like they're trying to bring that back effectively in a roundabout way. Yeah, it was passed like five times. Repeatedly, and the Supreme Court struck it down every time.
Huh.
It was a little bit different. Like, I think it had to do, you know, I don't even remember the details of that, but I think it was like, I think that partially had to do with, like, I don't know if people remember in the 90s, you couldn't, like, well, you could, but there was websites where if you wanted to access a free porn website, you'd actually have to, like, enter a credit card number, even though it wouldn't be charged, and you could sign up for, like, these services where you would
pay like some amount of money and then get a code, and then you could use it on free, and I'm putting that in quotes, websites.
Basically. So the idea is that if you have a credit card, you're not a child?
Yes, the idea, and it supposedly was to protect children, but, you know, the Supreme Court ruled something to the effect of adults have the right to free expression, and it doesn't matter if, like, I guess children could potentially be harmed or something to that effect.
That's interesting, because
children are not an excuse to basically override your free speech rights.
Good to know. We know that within the last, I think, year or so, Great Britain put in a very similar system.
Yeah, France, Italy, either passed or are passing something. Something similar too.
Where you have to put in a credit card number, some sort of adult pass to get on adult sites.
The UK passed something, but apparently it is. It got, I don't know, it's no longer the case.
Really?
Because
okay,
it just, doesn't work or something.
They couldn't force everybody into their system.
It was, there were so many privacy issues with it that it just wasn't workable. It wasn't, it just didn't work. So,
plus, I would think they could only really apply it to sites that are hosted within their jurisdiction.
Obviously. It's such a stupid thing to do, or pass, because it's like, you know that nobody, all you're doing is pushing out pornographic, companies that are in the porn business out of your country, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not going to stop somebody from, setting up, somewhere else, basically, that has less, less stringent laws.
Okay, so what's this EARN-IT thing doing?
So, the bill amended today has removed any legal authority from the DOJ commission, abandoning the premise of earning Section 230 protections by following the commission's recommended practices.
Slow down a second here. Section 230 is that part of the, I thought it was the communications... Is it not the Decency Act? What was it part of?
I want to say DMCA, but I don't think that's it. I don't think it was a different act.
No,
basically, it eliminates liability for service providers and telecommunications companies.
Yeah, it was the Communications Decency Act. So that must still be in place.
Yeah.
Maybe only parts of it were overturned?
Probably. I think that's exactly what it was. It was only part. Some of it was overturned, but not all of it.
Because we've talked in, I would say, a great amount of detail over the last few years at different points about this Decency Act Section 230, which ostensibly allows businesses like a YouTube, for instance, to allow its users to post content and not have liability for any sort of slander or, whatever info, whatever violative content might be in there.
More or less, there are some exceptions, I believe, to that. Basically, no business, no service provider could operate without this act.
Correct.
Or this part of this act, anyway.
Not any service provider that allows users to post content, whether that be a site like a YouTube or whether it be a site like the Free Talk Live forum.
Well, even your internet service provider couldn't operate.
855-450-FREE, and that's what this EARN-IT Act is going to be addressing, and it's going to make things worse, as I understand it. So we'll tell you about it coming up here, and you can share your thoughts as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, a heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can take control of the airwaves. We've been talking about this new Earn It Act. Now, I don't really get too excited about legislation until it actually is passed. So this thing is actually only passed a Senate Judiciary Committee. But it does give you an indication of what some of these people are thinking and what some of these control freaks in Washington, D.C. would like to do to you. And your website, if you are a webmaster who or a company that is allowing users to post content on your website, like any forum does, or any YouTube style video sharing site, or anything that lets users, you know, just comments on a blog post or something like that, that they're going to try to make it so, or at least this is my understanding, and without having personally looked at the story you're telling us about, yeah, it now, Chris, they want to undo Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act is the way it's sounding, which, yes, would make it so, if that were undone, that companies would then become liable for their users' content, which means that they will just shut down any kind of user-created content,
right,
from
so
that point.
There'd be a lot more censorship, basically.
Yeah, and if you want to comment on this, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM, 855-450-3733. By the way, tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. So tell me more about what's going on, Chris.
So, yeah, so originally they tried to pass laws effectively that were, like, bad at forcing companies to add back doors and break encryption or use weaker encryption, things of that nature. When that failed, this is basically what resulted, and they tried to go about go in a roundabout way enabling this committee originally.
The Judiciary Committee?
Yeah. No, they were going to create, like, a it was like its own, I don't know exactly what type of committee, but it was going to create this committee that basically the guy, I think it was a bar, I forget who exactly it was, but he would be on, who was proposing the laws to add back doors and things. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he would be on it, and he would basically, rather than pass a law that specified exactly what had to be done, it would be basically created through rules that were
written by
the committee. Yeah, right, by this committee, effectively. Right. And so they were going to try and basically, you know, shoehorn in new law without actually writing the law, you know, at the congressional level.
Slimy.
Very slimy. But that apparently, that part of it was defeated, that part of the way they were going to do it. So now they're making some changes to it.
They got a new approach.
They have a new approach. It's still bad.
Oh, yeah.
Still terrible. The amended bill has lessened but not eliminated the threats to free speech and encryption tools by both abandoning the attempt to give the commission decisions the force of law. Mm-hmm. Kind of weirdly worded. And by adopting an amendment from Senator Patrick Lee of Vermont to ensure that the employing cybersecurity tools like encryption does not give rise to additional liability for companies. So they were basically suggesting that if you add encryption, you would be liable for the contents that you don't even know about of your users.
That's insane.
Yeah.
You're saying they took that out?
Yeah, they took that out.
Okay.
Senate Judiciary Committee members have not given up their plans to curtail or even outlaw effective encryption technology. That attempt to end encryption has now moved to the Lawful Access to Encrypted Data Act. So they haven't actually gotten rid of it.
Oh, I heard about this, too.
Yeah.
I think I have this one in my show prep.
Yeah, probably, which explicitly forces companies to build backdoors into their products to enable government access. That bill will likely be considered by the Judiciary Committee in the coming weeks. As voted out by the committee, the Earn It Act now pokes hole in Section 230's liability to shield, opening tech companies to federal and state civil liability, in addition to existing federal criminal liability for transmitting content that these platforms did not create themselves. So, in other words, if somebody posts, you know, something mean about, you know, Susie on the internet, mm-hmm. you know, they can be theoretically now held liable for the damages merely for being a conduit of that information. I mean, if
this goes through,
The bill would amend Section 230 to allow state suits from countless. Maybe it would only. Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's not 100%. Well, I guess it is true, but it's only. So there is a little caveat here, and that's the state would have the power to sue companies. So it wouldn't be the individual, but the state.
Hmm.
So I mean, it's still terrible, right?
Good.
I mean, yeah. Let's see, Section 230 to allow state suits from countless different state laws, possibly recreating at the state level the same concerns that the original Earn It Act presented. So basically, it could still, all the bad things that originally were in there could still come back,
mm-hmm.
Because it would just be basically pushed down to a state level, mm-hmm. as opposed to right now you're protected at the federal level, and the federal level, it overrides the state, any kind of state laws that states might try to pass.
Mm-hmm.
So they would still be able to attempt to. The states would now be able to pass laws that create liability and then sue the companies that violate it.
So it wouldn't be that would be possible at the federal courts. It would only be states that could then crack down, is what you're saying,
That's my understanding.
Current interpretation.
Yes, that's my interpretation of this. We recognize and commend the legislation's sponsors for making significant changes to the bill. The original premise created a commission headed by Attorney General Bill Barr, yep, I was right, to control all online expression by removing to Section 230's liability shield unless internet providers complied with the commission's vague pronouncements. So basically, yeah, they were going to basically make some vague statements and say, you know, by effectively decree, because the law itself doesn't specify. That was dangerous, constitutionally suspect, and could have had severe consequences for free speech.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think that Section 230 should ever have had to have existed, because I don't think that anyone should ever be held liable for something they didn't say.
I mean, this is like holding the post office liable for somebody who sends a bomb threat.
Yeah,
it's absolutely ridiculous.
So, I mean, I just don't... I'm always against the idea of making more laws, you know, just generally, and that's what ultimately Section 230 is. It's them saying, okay, well, you can't outlaw this thing because we're protecting it explicitly, and it's just like, well, shouldn't that just be common sense? Shouldn't it be common sense that only the person who said a thing should be the one who's liable for saying that thing?
Why should you be held liable for something that somebody else does, period?
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's just, absolutely insane.
It is just tyranny to hold a company liable for something somebody else did. Now, if the company makes a statement through, like if a newspaper editorial comes out and says something outrageous that is a threat or libelous or something like that, then, yeah, the newspaper itself would then be held liable for that action because that was their opinion. That was their editorial statement. That's what the editorials are, right? Like, it's the whole editorial board of the newspaper saying
that. Right. I mean, of course, if you're predecessing that by an opinion, it means it may not be true. So
sure.
I'm kind of like, that's why I'm saying maybe, and I'm not sure. I think it's kind of it's anytime you put liability on something as just because somebody said it, it's a very dangerous precedent. And
sure, I don't think
freedom.
That libel should even be illegal.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something that you want to,
I think anybody should be free to say anything they want about anybody else. I don't think it matters.
Yeah, it's not that you should be lying about people or anything of that nature, but it's very dangerous to put somebody in charge and say, okay, well, we're going to prosecute you for it.
You hurt my business. Yeah. You hurt my feelings. I've been damaged.
And it's a lot worse in some places. Like, the United Kingdom has some really terrible laws in this regard. The United States, there's a lot more protection. But
in Thailand, if you talk bad about the king, they'll put you to death.
Right. I mean, this is the slippery slope that you go down when you start to say, okay, well, it's not okay to lie about people. Yeah, lying about people is not...
It's bad.
It's bad. But should it really be, you know, a criminal...
No, I would say no. And if you believe in freedom of speech, you should say that these things should be allowed. You can hold your nose and you can detest them. You can say, I wouldn't do that, or I disagree with you, or point out why this person is a liar, or why this person is doing the things they're doing, why they're trying to drag somebody through the mud. I think bad speech is best fought with more speech.
Yeah.
I don't believe that
exactly.
It should be shut down. That's why I support people, you know, with just terrible, awful opinions like Chris Cantwell being able to express them.
Yeah, Rothbard's position was that what other people think of you is not your property. So,
that's right. You don't get to control that.
Yeah, and I would have to agree with that. Libel is irritating.
No doubt.
You know, you become an activist, you get lied about a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I know you've experienced it. I've experienced it. We've all experienced it.
I think all three of us in this room are particularly aware of how terrible and what mean things people can say about you, effectively.
Yeah.
Well, but also...
The alternative is worse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, if you're going to force people to tell the truth, the first thing you have to do is have a centralized arbiter of what is true.
That's
a problem.
Extraordinarily dangerous.
Yeah. 855, 450, free. So if this thing develops further into an even more horrible thing or gets passed by both the Senate and the House, hopefully you'll update us. I'm sure you'll hear about it.
Oh, yeah.
This Earn It Act. We're on the way here. If you want to share your thoughts on communications and freedom of speech or whatever is on your mind, 855, 450, free. Like freedom, you can join us. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.